If you happen to be driving just west of downtown Rock Island, you might see a red metal sign outside what looks like a junkyard. It reads, "For information, tune to 95.5 FM." And if you do...
"My name is Phil, and my son Max is ready to help you."
That's Phil Rosales. He's found an unconventional way to promote his business, Central Welding Service. Rosales broadcasts a 3-minute message using a low-wattage radio transmitter that sits right on his desk. He calls it his drive-by DJ. It only reaches about 2 blocks in each direction before the signal starts to fade. Nevertheless,
it's really a great advertising tool that can be on 24/7.
Central Welding Service does a lot more than just welding, as you can hear in the radio broadcast.
"We have many items for sale and projects going on. This is a third-generation family-owned business, and we have provided fabrication and repairs on all metals here in Rock Island since 1955. Now, if you're interested in any of the items on the lot, such as the sailboat or trailer or anything else you see, many items are for sale. Also, many items are for rent."
So, does the message actually drive in business?
Yeah, it does work, but it has to be addressed by the interest of the person, because they don't drive by and just have their radio tuned to that frequency. So if they pull up in front and see an item they're interested in, and they see that sign that says, "For more information, tune to 95.5, they will listen to it.
It turns out Rosales doesn't need a license from the Federal Communications Commission to operate his radio signal. That's because of an FCC provision called Section 15. It allows people to broadcast very low-power radio and TV signals without a license. A big reason Section 15 exists is because nearly every electronic device radiates some degree of radio energy. Section 15 is also what allows drive-in movie theaters to broadcast the audio of movies so people can tune in from their car radios. Anyone can broadcast their own mini radio station free of charge. Of course, you will need a drive-by DJ.
These were expensive back in the day. I think they're about $1,200 each. I do have two of them, but I only use the one, so I do have one for sale. I keep saying that.
I'm Benjamin Payne.